Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning to all the radio listeners this morning. This is Joy and Peace Outreach Ministry coming to you today. Minister Sadie Elliott is your host today, and today we'll be talking about humility. But before we start this morning, let's have a word of prayer. Oh, gracious Father, we come this morning in the most humblest way that we know how. Lord, we come in giving you praise and honor this morning, dear Heavenly Father. We give you all the glory, dear Heavenly Father, because you're so worthy to be praised, dear Heavenly Father. Dear Heavenly Father, as I go forth today on humility, Lord Jesus, let it be able to touch someone's heart in the radio listening today, dear Heavenly Father. Let someone learn how to be humble before each other and before God, dear Heavenly Father. Let it be something that I say, dear Heavenly Father, will touch somebody's heart and mind today, dear Heavenly Father, as we go before the throne of God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and thank God. First this morning, I would like to talk about, I'll give you a little bit on humility. Most of us realize that we are naturally self-centered and that we often respond to those around us in a ways that make us appear proud, haughty, or arrogant. But if we look at Jesus' life, we see an excellent example of humility. For example, he taught that pride was destructive, but humility was powerful. Jesus was willing to kneel down and wash the feet of others to show that we are all should be servants to each other and to God. Are you a servant today? Humility, that's low, sweet root from which all heavenly virtues shoot. When we think about humility today, we go to the Word of God. And it says, Jesus called the little child unto him and set him in the midst of them and said, whosoever therefore shall humble himself as this little child, the same is greater in the kingdom of heaven. And that came from the word of God in Matthew 18:2-4. And don't you know you have to come humble as a child before the throne of God today? Today we are talking about humble. Be humble and humility. That is the greatest thing that we can do. Contentment and indeed usefulness come as an inflammable result of great acceptance, great humility of not trying to make ourselves this or that, but of surrendering ourselves to the fullness of life, of letting life flow through us. He has shown us, Jesus, Oh, man, what is good? And what does the Lord require of you? To act justly and to love mercy and to walk humbly with your God. That's taken from Michael 6 and 8. But all who humble himself before the Lord shall give every blessing and shall have wonderful peace. That's coming from the word of God also in Psalm 37 and 11. And as you pick up your word today, you can thumb through your concordance, find so many scriptures telling you about humility. The word of God says, clothe yourself with humility toward one another. For God is opposed to the proud, but give grace to the humble. Humble yourself, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you at the proper time. Let God exalt you. Don't try to exalt yourself, but let God exalt you. That's taken from 1 Peter 5:5-6. Are you getting a little understanding on humility today? Understanding humility is like a manufactured stone. The humble person color shines forth by their nature. They're able to bear an injustice without retaliating. Do one's duty even when one is not watching. Keep at the job until it is finished. And make use of criticism without being defeated by it. So many people are defeated when someone criticizes them or tell them something that they feel they know it all. We don't know it all. We are striving each and every day through the word of God to have humility and how to learn and share with others. At one time, true humility was thought to mean thinking negative of oneself or belittling oneself. But this is neither a correct interpretation nor a correct definition. It is more accurate to look at humility as not thinking more highly of yourself than we ought to think. But be honest in your estimate of yourself, measuring your value by how much faith God has given you. That's taken from Romans 12:3. Humility actually means not thinking of oneself or yourself, but putting others first. Do you put others first in your life today? We disregard our right and ambition so we can serve God by serving others. And it's a blessing to serve others. Arriving at a place of humility is a result of understanding the biblical advice to serve others with human spirit, but humble. For God gives special blessing to those who are humble. Humble and humility go hand in hand. But set himself against those who are proud. If you will humble yourself under the mighty hands of God, in his good time, he will lift you up. That comes from the word of God on 1 Peter 5:5-6. The major obstacle to humility is pride. Pride and self-will become hindrance to our life of faith when we believe that God either does not care about or does not understand our situation in life, but God understands every situation in our life. Or we believe that we don't need God's help to live our Christian life. We need God each and every day of our Christian life. We think we can look out for ourselves. We can't do nothing without God. When pride lures us into living independently of God, the results can be distrust. The book of Proverbs is full of warnings about the danger of allowing pride to creep into our lives. Pride leads to arguments. Be humble, take advice, and become wise. It's nothing with taking advice from someone when they know a little bit more than you? That don't put you down. Pride ends in destruction. Humility ends in honor. Had you thought today on being humble, going through humility? God resists the proud, but gives grace unto the humble. Humble yourself in the sight of the Lord, and he shall lift you up. That's coming from the word of God today, from James 4, 6 through 10. The word of God also, by humility and the fear of the Lord, all riches and honor and life. And that's taken from Proverbs 22 and 4. Also from Proverbs 15 and 33. The word of God says, the fear of the Lord is the instruction of wisdom, and before honor is humility. Sometimes the best way to humble ourselves is just to wait outside and to see everything God has created. A daily walk provides a peaceful way to focus on the world outside ourselves. Sometimes, if you just walk around your community or in your city, you see what beautiful things God is doing, have done, and will continue on doing, and how you can become more humble with humility. It is not always easy to simply step aside into solitude and rest and quietness, but a lesson I learned, I'm talking about me right now. But unless I learn, how my entire growth in God will be in danger. As a simple first step in this direction, may I suggest that you take 20 minutes each day, go out, walk around, take a brisk walk, only smiling to strangers, deliberately looking for the beauty and the handiwork of God in the natural, in the nature world around him, and inward, adoring the Lord for who he is, leaving the worries and work at home or in the office. It will prove to be a tonic, a rest that results in growth in God. Most of us have never learned that the humble, thought, powerful practice of concentrating on Christ outside, walking along away from the usual surrounding, which reminds us of our furious work day, we can give our heart a chance to center their interest and affection on him. Today we have a prayer for humility. Only a life of prayer can help the believer arrive at a spirit of humility, weakness, and Christ-likeness. Today, I am praying, blessed Savior, to be more and more like thee. I am praying that the Spirit, like a dove, may rest upon me. I am praying, blessed Savior, for a faith so clear and bright that its eyes will see thy glory, thy deepest darkness night. I am praying to be humble by the power of grace divine, to be clothed upon with meekness, and to have no will but thine. I am praying, blessed Savior, and my constant prayer should be for a perfect consecration that shall make me more like thee. Thou knowest all my weakness. Thou knowest all my cares. Why I plead each precious promise. Hear, oh hear, and answer prayer. That is for you today. When you think about humility, try to see the relationship between meekness and restfulness. Many speak of humility as the secret of rest. You will not have rest while you are proud, neither will you have it just because you tried your best to be humble. This may make life all the harder. It is only as you come to Jesus that you will find rest. And you will never come to him as you believe him proud instead of humble. Pride separates. You must come to him as the meek and lowly one, believing him to be such. You must see it. In this way, Jesus can rest you because he is meek. Can you be meek today? Pride causes one to think of self. Sometimes you got to lay pride aside. One has time for thoughts of others when he has little need of thoughts of self. Perhaps you have heard that the best way to rid yourself of a burden is to seek to bear another's burden. That too take upon you the yoke of another. Mean to rid of your own yoke, but you can do this in a way that will cure your misery or add to it. Jesus' yoke and burden is that of others. He cannot have burden of his own, for he is without pride. Reputation, Jesus did not care about, for he made himself of no reputation. He did not covet, so loss of money could not affect him. He could not be troubled by outward losses. To him, there could not be losses indeed. Some care for one thing, for self, some for another. He cared for nothing, and so he was carefree. This is noble living. The truly great are the truly meek. They must be so. Jesus humbled himself, and so can you today. Christ was the perfect example of what being humble really means. While it may be difficult, we should make every effort to follow his example of humility. Radio audience, don't be selfish. Don't live to make a good impression on others and for others. Be humble, thinking of others as better than yourself. Don't just think about your own affairs, but be interested in others too and what they are doing. You will be surprised how you can win them over. That way they can hear what you say, hear what you are doing, hear where you are going. Just humble yourself. Your attitude should be the kind that was shown us by Jesus Christ, who, though he was God, did not dismay, cling to his right as God, but laid aside his mighty power and glory. Yet it was because of this that God raised him up to the height of heaven and gave him a name, which is above every other name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Part of that was taken from Philippians 2, 3 through 11. And a man's pride shall bring him low, but an honor shall uphold the humble in spirit. That came from Proverbs 29 and 33. The meek will God guide in judgment, and the meek will be teach his way. That's coming from Psalms 25 and 5. Have you thought about why you were listening to me talking about humility today? Have you thought about the secret of true humility? Apostle Paul was deeply humble. You read the story on Apostle Paul. He knew he had worked hard and accomplished much, but only because God had poured kindness and grace upon him. True humility is not convincing yourself that you are worthless, but recognize God's work in you God will work on you each and every day and through you. It is having God's perspective on who you are and acknowledge his grace in developing your abilities. Audience today, humble yourself in the sight of the Lord, and he shall lift you up. That's coming from James 4 and 10. The humble shall see their God at work for them. No wonder they will be so glad. All who seek for God shall live in joy. That's coming from the word of God in Psalm 69 and 32. Judging is not up to us. A lot of times, you know, you want to judge this one and judge that one. But just remember, when you're pointing a finger at that one, just look and see how many are pointing back to you. For some reason, we tend to evaluate other people. Yet, it's not our job to judge others. That remains the work of God. Perhaps it is human nature to judge. But most people have at least a small core of insecurity that comes out in the need to compare. Jesus cut to the chase on our needs to stand in judgment of others. Our limited human experience does not give us the perspective of right to pass judgment on others. If judgment needs to happen, we can be sure that God will take care of it. The next time you feel self-righteous judgment welling up in the inside of you, try to catch yourself and analyze from where the need to judge is coming from. Are you threatened by the other person, feeling insecure about some aspect of your life? Do you need to stand out in the crowd? Our need to judge usually says more about us than about the person we are judging. We'll start talking about humility and being humble. It is better to be of a humble spirit with the Lord than to divide the spoil with the proud. Today, we're talking about humility. And right now, we're talking about humility versus pride. That's an appropriate time to have pride in our accomplishment, as well as a time to be humble. In God's scales of value, humility stands very high. He has always loved to advance the humble. Such a quality should be ever-growing. Paul acknowledged in 1 Corinthians 15 and 9, I am the least of the apostles that am not meant to be an apostle. Another time he was able to boast, I have fought a good fight, taken from 2 Timothy 4 and 7. So there is the right kind of pride, but it is always tempted by humility. Still talking about humility today? No more or no less. What does humility really mean? It doesn't mean you should look down on yourself, but that you should accept yourself for who you are, include the good and the bad. Just look in that mirror at yourself. No more, no less. God will reveal exactly what's on the inside of you. I have long misunderstood humility, thinking it is to be like inferiority complex, which a lot of people have. I have adopted a properly despondent look and assert that I was nothing. I couldn't sing. I couldn't preach. I couldn't play the piano or any other instrument were barely coordinated enough to walk. People will respond expectantly by saying, my, you are so humble. In humility, I would thank them for not noticing myself, that I am a humble person. I am a servant of God. I don't mind doing for others. I don't mind taking the low seat. Can you take the low seat today in your life? Now, I realized that this attitude was not humility. It was sickness. Humility is no hanging down approach of life. Humility is simply seeing ourselves as we actually are, not higher, not lower. It means being guts level, honesty about ourselves, being upfront. Can you be honest about yourself today, radio listeners? Can you be upfront? It means knowing who we are and owning that and owning our emotion. It means living without hypocrisizing ourselves. We can be realistic, humble, confidence in ourselves. When some people go fishing, they expect the fish to jump in the boat. When that doesn't happen, they give up quickly. What can you learn from impatient fishermen that is of eternal significance? I was using that for an example. And another example I give you was one day my computer wouldn't let me come on the air. I was beginning to get impatient. I said I was going to give up. But then I had a call came to say, no, we're going to work through this process. A woman of God told me, don't give up. We're going to get it today. You're going to get back on the air. And it took humility, taking the low seat to realize, don't give up. You can do what God says you can do. You have what God says you can have. So really, today, we can't give up no matter which way the wind is blowing, no matter what the situation looks like. We're not going to give up today. We're going to keep pressing forward. We're going to show that humility. Several of Jesus' closest followers include Simon Peter and his brother. Andrew was a veteran fisherman. From long experience, they understood the patience, humility it took to land fish. They did not comprehend, however, how to land a person by telling them about Jesus. They possessed neither the patience nor the humble confidence needed to be effective in that realm. Jesus tend to be either fearfully or falsely confident. That seems to be why Jesus' word, his call to Peter and Andrews and the way he did, he knew that in asking them to move on all they had, even to know the unknown, any parallel would make the call less fearful for them. God is calling you out today. Are you ready to step out and do what God have called you to do? Or do you want to stay in the boat, other words? Or do you want to stand on the waysides of life and not stepping out, doing what God have called you to do? Today we are still talking about humility. True humility and respect for the Lord leads a man to rich honor and long life. True humility today is viewing ourselves as we really are, from God's prospect, and acting accordingly. People today practice false humility when they talk themselves down. Have you ever did that today? Talked yourself down, knowing what God had told you to do, just because somebody else told you that's not what God wanted you to do? Did you really do that today to yourself? When they talk themselves down so that others will think they are spiritually? False humility is self-centered. True humility is God-centered. You have to think today on humility. And have you been humble before God? Great is our Lord and great power. His understanding is infinite. The Lord lifted up the meek. Today, callers, I want you not to give up. Be humble. Show somebody that you can take the low seat. Go out. Do something for someone. Just because you're making, say, 50, for an example, $50,000, $60,000, $70,000 a year? Don't think you're more than somebody that just only made 15 or 25. Humble yourself. It may be something that you can show this person what they can do to come up to the level that you are. Don't give up. Be humble today. God humbled himself. He had a basin. He put water in it. He put a towel. He got down on his knees on the floor. He humbled himself before his disciples. He washed their feet before the Lord's Supper. Can you do that today? Can you take low? Can you humble yourself today? Go to a nursing home and pray for somebody? Bathe to somebody? Walk down the corridor of a hospital? Go into rooms and pray for people today? Radio audience, can you do that today? Can you actually be humble and show humility today for someone else less fortunate than yourself? Can you pick up someone today that need to go to the grocery store? I'm using these all as examples that will help you to realize that you can be humble. You can show humility today to someone in your neighbor. You may have a neighbor next door that you have not seen for a couple of days. Can you show humility by going and knocking on their door and ask them, neighbor, I'm Sister So-and-so. I'm Mr. So-and-so. I'm your neighbor next door. I see your grass needs to be cut. I'll be more than happy to cut your grass for you. Don't worry about if they have someone come. They may not even have anyone to come cut their grass. Plus, the next thing, they may not have any money to pay somebody to cut it. But you can show humility today by going out and doing a good deed for somebody else. You can take the low seat today. You don't have to stay on top all the time. Just because God has blessed you to be on top don't mean you can't help somebody else get on top like yourself. All of you may be subject to one another and be clothed with humility. For God resists the proud. Give grace to the humble. Humble yourself, therefore, under the mighty act of God, that he may exalt you in due time. That's taken from 1 Peter 33 and 6. But when you think about humility today, radio audience, please don't give up today. Look in that mirror today at yourself. Don't let nobody else have to tell you. Look in the mirror and let God speak to you today on humility. And ask, am I doing what God would want me to do today? Before you leave home today, ask God, what's the direction you would have me to go in, Lord? What would you have me to do, Lord? Who can I help today? Who can I bless today, Lord, in this walk of life? Lord, I want to be a help to someone. You may know someone that's sick, may have cancer, is raging. Take low, go down. Pray for that person that God will heal them. Someone on the radio today may have AIDS. But you can, don't feel sorry for yourself. Go out. See what you can do for somebody else. Somebody may be laying in a nursing home today, and all they need is a card or a vase of flowers to cheer them up. That's showing humility because you have put yourself on the back burner, and you are trying to encourage and uplift somebody else today. So my aim is to please him always in everything that I do. It is to please God. It's not to please myself. Joy and Peace Outreach is an outreach that go out to help others, give them the word, feed them, clothe them, go into the prison, help my sisters and brothers that's in crisis. That's our job that God has given us. What is your job today in humility? Can you go out and help others today? My aim is to please him through communion and prayer, to show him love for others, care, to read his word as my guide for life, to cease my grumbling that caused strife, to be open to God's leading and his will, to take time to meditate, be quiet and still, to continue grow in my Christ-like walk, and to be more like Jesus in my life and in my talk. Today, listeners, I will leave with you today on humility. Go out today. Help someone. Show someone else that you care, that you can be humble, even if it means going to your church, offering your service that you had never done before. Clean the church. Take the pastor out, him and his wife. Show humility. Cook them a meal. Take someone in the neighborhood that may have children that can't afford to go bowling or go to a theater. That's showing humility because you took low. You're trying to help somebody else. So today I leave with you. Go out. Encourage others. And I will play for you. Encourage yourself today. I will leave that song with you today as I take low, as I am humble. When I go off the air, I'm going out to help someone else. I'm not just telling you, radio audience, to be humility today, be humble. I'm a humble person. I don't mind helping others and sharing others, not just the word of God, but in every deed. Every place that I can help, I'm willing to help someone less fortunate than myself. So today, I will leave with you this song on Encourage Yourself.
How many people are encouraged tonight?
Pressure!